Our text this morning will come from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, if you'd like to follow with me in your Bibles. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. As we examine ourselves in the new covenant, for I received, beginning in verse 23, in the institution of the Lord's Supper, and we know in this context, Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, they were making a common meal out of the Lord's Supper, which we are obviously very well aware not to do, and we don't do today at this local place. But there are some good words of wisdom from the Holy Spirit that we should examine ourselves, and there are a lot of implications to examining ourselves. So if you would follow with me from verse 23 of 1 Corinthians 11. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And in the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body." These are piercing words as we endeavor to follow our Lord Jesus. These are serious words that we need to reflect on these verses and meditate and examine ourselves, not just when we gather together on the first day of the week, not just when we partake of the Lord's Supper, but every day. Examine ourselves to make sure that we do not make a mockery of this supper, because there are serious consequences to that, as we've just read. When we participate in this memorial to Jesus, we remember what he has done for us with his body and his blood in the new covenant. But we have a responsibility to examine ourselves to ensure that we are keeping the agreement that we made when we were baptized into Christ. Because we know that God keeps his promises. When we were baptized, Jehovah became our God, and we became his adopted children and heirs according to the promise. Jesus has made that possible for us. What a gift. In 1 John 1:7, John tells us that if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. So as we examine ourselves, we must endeavor to walk in the light. In 1 Peter 1:15, the Holy Spirit tells us, "But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, 'Be holy, for I am holy.'" And we know the scriptures tell us, without holiness, none of us will see God. So we must endeavor to be holy. And we remember the words of the Son of God himself in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, when he said, "We should love the Lord our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our strength." So we must endeavor to love God with our all. So let's remember what Jesus has done for us as we examine ourselves in an effort to be approved by him as we participate in this memorial, remembering his body and his blood and the gift of eternal life that he has given us. Amen.